stand. Please welcome to the stage Harry, ladies and gentlemen.
At 91, I have sailed through the rough and troubled seas of history. I have experienced famine, world war, and the great peace that brought economic stability and mobility to our country. It is a long time ago, but I began my long march for better wages for British workers in 1926, when my dad, a Barnsley miner, lifted me on his shoulders and took me to the picket lines of the general strike, whose fight was like ours today for living wages. My dad, at that time, his fellow miners lost their battle for fair wages, and my family, like the rest of working class Britain in the 1920s and 1930s, was thrown into terrible poverty. Even though my dad worked in the mines, my sister and I were forced to scrounge on pit tips for bits of discarded coal to keep our house from freezing in winter. No one should ever live or endure the hardships my generation bore during the Great Depression. In fact, my generation was so charged with preventing our children and our grandchildren from knowing the scourge of hunger, want, and illness caused by poor wages that we built the welfare state after the Second World War. We wanted to prevent the people of this country from ever suffering the hardship and despair caused by low wages. So we enacted laws to prevent businesses from taking advantage of workers or suppressing their wages. We enshrined the rights of unions to protect their workers from corporations who wanted to reap profits from our labor but didn't want to pay us a fair wage. But the crash of 2009 changed everything. Today, Cameron's coalition government has robbed the vulnerable of their benefits to enrich the mighty, and they have snatched from the workers of this country the right to a dignified wage. So I stand before you as an old man to tell you that we can return our country to its rightful owners, the people. You must demand your right to a wage hike. You can be the tide that raises all boats as long as you stay strong and loyal to one belief, that everyone deserves the right to work for a fair wage. Everyone deserves the right to a good life. I will not stop rallying against austerity. Stay strong and support your unions, because they are with us, whereas the banks and elites will always be for them. Harry Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's a tough act to follow, but I know this gentleman will be able to do it.